Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson. I am Jason. Woo! Aren't we glad 2020 is over? Inman, welcome to Geek History Lesson, the podcast where we go over one character construct or piece of pop culture in a little bit less than an hour. And today, we're doing something a little different. Today, we're going to give you a peek behind the curtain, a peek behind the Patreon curtain. And what you're going to hear today is an episode of GHL Extra. Now, if you don't know what that is, GHL Extra is a podcast that we do for our patrons that help support the podcast and keep the podcast going strong and lean and mean and everything like that. And today's episode of GHL Extra is How Old is the Justice League? Which is a very fascinating conversation about how we view these characters and exactly what type of, you know, media would they, are these characters about their retirement accounts? Are they about, you know, TikTok? Where would the characters of the Justice League really be in terms of a mindset? And we're joined by that extra, by a very special guest, Krypton actor Cameron Cuff. He, you know, you heard him on the Superman timeline earlier in the year, and we thought this would be a great episode for you guys to enjoy while you're enjoying your happy holiday festivities. And as you're enjoying time with your families over Zoom, with safe, socially distant time with your family, as we are as well, we thought this would be a great episode for everyone to sort of dine on as we're enjoying the holidays. And if you enjoy the episode, I just want to give you guys a quick suggestion that maybe you will enjoy some of the other content over at patreon.com/Jawin, J-A-W-I-A-N. Of course, you go over there. There are going to be, let me see, in 2021, let me count this out. There are going to be GHL Extra. There's going to be Jason Ashley's X-Men Adventures. There's going to be a Justice League podcast with other podcasts. You get three extra podcasts a month over there by supporting this podcast and ensuring that Geek History Lesson is always delivered into your feeds every single week. Before we get to the peek behind the curtain of GHL Extra, I just want to remind you all to have a happy holidays, a happy new year, a wonderful 2021, and to just, you know, be safe, be happy. And also, don't forget that I will be launching a new Kickstarter in the new year towards the end of January 2021 for a new comic book called Book Best Friend. So if you don't already follow me over there on Kickstarter, Jason Inman, go follow me over there on Kickstarter so you can get the notification as soon as it happens. Go check that out. Anyways, it's a great conversation. Geek History Lesson Extra about how old is the Justice League with one of my favorite guests from 2020, Mr. Cameron Cuff. I hope at the end of your 2020 that this brings you a little bit of joy, because I had a lot of joy having this conversation. I have a lot of joy knowing that you're listening out there. So please enjoy. How old are the members of the Justice League? Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason, still Super Inman, but you guys already know that because you support us on Patreon, and we still have a very special guest joining us, the Kryptonian himself, a super fan himself, and all-around good guy and nerd. Cameron Cuff is still with us. Cameron, thanks again for joining us.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me. My absolute pleasure. It's been real fun.
All right, so we both made our Supermen very old. They're thinking about their retirement accounts and
absolutely.
And like what cars are they going to buy when they turn 50?
Timeshare in Hawaii or Florida, that sort of thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So we stumbled onto in the main episode kind of how old do we think the rest of the Justice League is compared to Superman? Now, I will say from my Batman episode, my Batman is 45. My Superman is 48. But I do agree with your point. I do think Batman is older.
He definitely feels older, right? Like he's definitely, he's like the grumpy older brother of the Justice League.
Yes.
You know, is the way I kind of see it. He's the one who's sort of, he's not the leader. And the only reason that he's not is that he doesn't want to be.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about, and we can include, we don't have to just stick to the main seven, but I'm just writing them down so I can remember them here. So we have
Bats. Actually, let me run them down too.
Bats, Wonder Woman, Superman, Flash, Martian Manhunter, Green Lantern. You know what? I'm going to put Cyborg in there too because I like Cyborg. And you know what? I'm even going to put Plastic Man in there because I'm a big fan of that Grant Morrison run.
Excellent choice, but he has to be in about his 90s by then.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to talk about that. Like, that. See, this will be the interesting thing about, like, which version of the character do you like?
Hang on. Just double checking with you. So we've got Bats, Wonder Woman, Superman, Cyborg, Flash, Green Lantern, Aquaman.
Oh, I forgot Aquaman. Martian Manhunter, Green Lantern, Cyborg, and Plastic Man. I forgot Aquaman.
Martian Manhunter. Fantastic.
It's kind of like the classic, or for me, I would consider like the standards. Let's add Green Arrow into there as well, because that'll be an interesting discussion. Because he's,
you know, the thing is, well, like, we will, like, because one of the first questions I would definitely have to have is, where is the JSA?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that.
For sure.
I like the version. This is what I like. My preferred version is, I like that Superman is considered to be sort of the first superhero. Yeah.
Yes.
But I also like that the JSA exists. And I like to think that whatever the act the government put into in the late 40s, 50s, where they were like, reveal your identity or go away, that sort of like wiped the public consciousness of the JSA. And I also like, I'm going to steal this from the New 52, but I loved James Robinson when he was writing the JSA when they were on Earth 2, which is a great series that Tom Taylor took over.
Yeah, amazing series.
I liked that he called the heroes in that world wonders. Instead of superheroes. So for me, I'm like, okay, the JSA are the wonders, Superman's the superhero.
Yeah, I like that too. Like that, they're the capes or the masks, or like kind of like to borrow from like Watchmen. Like, I imagine kind of the JSA almost as like the Minutemen.
Yes, exactly.
Like, as in, they existed, the government knew about them, but people at large didn't.
Yeah, like people maybe think they're rumors.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like Area 51, except with superpowers. But I also like the idea that there was a Batman Superman arc that revealed that Clark and Bruce grew up reading the same comic.
Yes.
And they, was it the Crimson Avenger?
Yes. Cause Crimson Avenger is like supposed to be secretly the first hero ever in the, no, is that Marvel? Is it the Marvel universe? I think Crimson Avenger is sort of like a public domain superhero that I think exists in both worlds.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but it is, I believe you're right, Crimson Avenger is that person.
Like, I like the idea that this is a world in which the idea of superheroes exists.
Yes.
And I like the idea that both Clark and Bruce grew up reading the same comic book.
Well, that also lends into the idea of why Clark would be like, hey, Mom, make me a costume. Because if that doesn't exist, then why would he ever come up with that idea?
If the language of that doesn't exist, exactly. And I like the idea of the, and also particularly with like year zero of Injustice coming out, and they're sort of talking about JSA again. And, you know, we go through periods of time where we tell some really, where JSA sort of comes back into the fore of stories. And I love the idea of our Justice League, of these magnificent seven, for, you know, pun fully intended. You know, also kind of being like kids when they see, you know, Alan Scott or Jay Garrick or people like that, or Ted Grant, being like, wow, you are my superhero when I was a kid.
Well, okay, especially if you go off of Barry Allen, like, read the comics of Jay Garrick.
Yeah, you know? yeah.
And so, like, when he meets Jay Garrick for the first time in the Flash 2 worlds, like, he was like, oh my God, you're real. All right, so, like, I don't think we have to go anywhere. I think it's going to just make it too hard if we actually pick ages. I think all we should say is, do we think they're older or younger than Superman?
Totally. That makes sense.
And if we're going to put Superman, let's just say 40s-ish. He's somewhere in his 40s. So we already know that Bats is older. So Bats in his late to mid 40s.
Yeah, I would say that. Yeah.
Wonder Woman is immortal. So it doesn't matter.
Immortal doesn't matter. But I would say older, you know, for the sake of argument.
So Flash, Barry Allen, I think is definitely younger.
Yes, I think he's in many ways the sort of baby brother of the group. Not to say that he's the youngest necessarily, but I think he certainly feels young. I would almost say he's maybe even mid-late 30s as opposed to in his 40s.
See, it's so funny. I was going to say, like, it wouldn't surprise me if you told me Barry Allen was exactly 30.
Yeah.
If Superman's in his 40s.
If we're talking about main continuity, though, I still want, like, Wally to kind of be in his mid-20s, late-20s, maybe. Like, if we're imagining the Nightwing is, like, 27, 28, Wally's got to kind of be the same age.
Yeah, same, around the same age. That's fair. So he's so bare. So but you know what? It's weird. I always felt, whereas Bruce and Dick are further in age, right? Father and son. You want father and son.
Yeah.
I've always felt that Wally and Barry are closer in age.
Could be quite
I felt they're more like brothers than they are father and son.
Yeah, so it would make sense if Wally was like 27 that Barry could be 32.
Or he could be 35 and that's okay.
Yeah, 100%. I like that. I like that. But I'm glad that we both agree that he's significantly younger.
Yeah. Martian Manor is interesting because there's a chance that he's 200 years old.
That's the thing, is like, has that, I'm sure in continuity he does have an age. Someone must have mentioned, but for whatever reason, I imagine him being almost like, yeah, like 237 or something.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. So he's definitely older.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So now here's an interesting one. Hal Jordan, Green Lantern, hot shot, but he's now been around the block. He's had a military career.
Yep. He's been a test pilot.
I think he's got to be around 35. I think he's younger than Superman, but he's also a bit older.
And here's the thing as well, like, you know, because in my head, when I'm thinking of the Justice League lineup, I'm thinking of John Stewart as well. And the thing is, I think they're actually the same age.
I do, too.
I think if John might actually even be a bit older than Hal.
I see it as John, Guy and Hal are all about the same age or like 1 year difference. Yeah. And Kyle is the age of Wally West and Dick Grayson.
I like that. Yeah. In which case, it makes sense that Hal would be sort of the same age as Barry, somewhere early mid-30s.
So, like, yeah. Like
I like that.
35-ish, yeah. All right, so we've already mentioned Flash, Wally West. We've already mentioned Nightwing. So I'm going to guess that Cyborg's around, like, 26, 27. He's definitely the youngest member.
Yeah. Because also, I, as much as I love Cyborg being in the Justice League, my Cyborg is, like, Marv Wolfman, Teen Titans, you know, there with Dick, with Wally, and it just so happens that he's sort of the first of them to graduate to the main Justice League lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would absolutely imagine he's, yeah, like maybe 29.
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit older than Dick.
Now, when we started this, you had a thing again about Plastic Man that you think is there an origin where like Plastic Man was around in the Golden Age or something like that?
Yeah. I could have sworn. Maybe I'm wrong. But for whatever reason, the first encyclopedia I pulled up on Plastic Man said that Eel O'Brien was born in the 40s.
I'm gonna Google it right now. I mean, he was created in 1941. That's so crazy.
Maybe it was a storyline that was just paying tribute to the idea that he was, you know, from the Golden Age.
He is a Golden Age. Oh, and I've always heard the thing that they've hinted in several storylines that because of his elasticity that he sort of is.
He doesn't age.
He's
at a cellular level just transformed.
So how old would you put him? How old would you make him?
You know what? Let's go for it. Let's just say he is in his 90s, but also he doesn't necessarily have to have had been a superhero before.
Yeah.
Because like, he was a criminal first. You know, what happened to him happened to him. And he's also completely crazy.
Mm.
So it would make sense to me that he is this 90-year-old guy who's like, all right, I'm going to be a superhero now.
Yeah.
But he looks like he's still in his maybe even late 20s.
I like Plastic Man as a 90s. I'm go for it.
Yep. All right.
All right. So now here's the one that I have a very concrete idea on. Aquaman. Or Aquaman, however you say it.
Aquaman. Yes. The fish guy. He, to me, if my clock is 44 and my bats is about 48, I think that Aquaman is probably maybe 48, 49. I think he's older than Clark.
I was going to say that I think he's one of the older of the group. I would be like, it wouldn't surprise me if he's 55. Because
yeah, I think that makes sense.
I think the water helps you slow down your aging. Your skin is beautifully moisturized.
Absolutely. Him being Atlantean, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I also just, I like the idea that Aquaman has been around the block before the Justice League shows up.
Yeah. And I also think with his stories, it's very natural for him to show up on the surface world for a while and then totally disappear for a very long time.
Yeah.
Because most of his heroics occur in places that the human world can't see or can't go.
Mm-hmm.
So like considering he's the king of the seven seas, it would be completely reasonable that he's been Aquaman for a long time before we become aware of him. Or that again, there are rumors of, you know, the king of Atlantis, the city of Atlantis, but no one's really seen it.
Yeah.
So it would totally make sense to me that he's been king of Atlantis, you know, before the Justice League shows up.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Now here's the last one. Green Arrow, Oliver Queen. How old do you see this guy as? He's friends with Hal Jordan, but he's also let's just say, asshole-ish. Like, he's one of
those. Yeah, I want to believe that he is a peer of Bruce Wayne's.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I think, you know, Bruce, obviously he started his journey towards becoming Batman when he was, you know, 8.
Yes.
And went off to train as a very young man. I don't think that Ollie realized the error of his ways until he was kind of in his late 20s.
I agree.
You know, so I kind of see Green Arrow as a kind of Tony Stark age, which to me is maybe even early 50s.
I was going to say that
at this point,
I kind of see Green Arrow as a contemporary of Superman. Like, if Superman is about 44, 45, then I think Green Arrow is 44, 45, which, because it explains a lot of things of he didn't really turn. He didn't really go to the island until he was like 28, 29. And then also, it explains a couple things, because a lot of Green Arrow storylines are about, well, why are you still being a dipshit, basically, for lack of a better term. Him being in his 40s, it kind of explains like why all the other heroes are like, why aren't you acting like a normal person? Like, why are you still doing it? And then also, I think it explains why he loves and hates Hal at the same time, because he's much older than Hal. So he can see that Hal is making all the mistakes that he's going to make. But also at the same time, he's like, well, Hal was just like I was. Ha 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 ha. That's funny.
Yeah. The reason why I think he might be slightly older than Bats is because I think he's low-key almost the wisest of all the humans in the Justice League.
Yeah.
Like I think Martian Manhunter and Wonder Woman, probably the wisest members of the Justice League. But Green Arrow is the one who's sort of got that sort of snarky, he's not afraid to be sarcastic even to Batman's face.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's that kind of thing of like, Green Arrow is more likely to call Batman out than anyone, saying like, why are you being an asshole?
Exactly.
Stop being a dickhead. Like, and I think, you know, while he knows he's not the senior in the ranks, there's something about Ollie that isn't afraid to step up and say, you're being a dick. And I think that is something that only comes with age and with making mistakes. And I think that's why he might be slightly older. But I definitely agree with him being a peer of Clark and Bruce.
Yes, I agree. All right, well, I think we have determined the ages of the Justice League, which I think is really good. Before we sign off with you, I'd love to hear, what's your favorite Superman story to recommend to somebody that is interested in Superman that's not an origin story? What's a Superman book that you love to recommend to people?
You know, the wonderful thing about comic books is that there is something for everyone. And I would ask, the first question I would ask would be like, so what kind of Superman do you like? And I think for people who like just uplifting classic stories, I would recommend something like Superman for All Seasons.
Mm-hmm. It's a great book.
Is it Tim Sale who did the art?
And Jeff Loeb, right?
And just incredible, just so, so good. And a really easy read. There's not big lofty ideas. There's not too much continuity. It stands alone. It's a really great Superman book. The other one I would recommend is for someone who likes slightly more epic and heavier stuff, I would read Kingdom Come.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you kind of know your DC stuff, in which case, how have you not already read it? but it's to me, Kingdom Come is the Dark Knight Returns of Superman.
Yes.
It's him having turned away from the cape and learning that he has to come back and relearning all the reasons why he became Superman in the first place. As much as he's not the protagonist of that story, it's the story follows him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great Superman story. I think I love Superman Brainiac because I love Jeff. Also, so the Kingdom Come was Mark Waid, and I think Mark Waid really gets Superman.
Yeah.
I think, you know, anything with Superman by Mark Waid, you can't really go wrong. Birthright 2, I know it's an origin, but I would be remiss not to recommend it. I love the Brainiac story. I think Gary Frank and Geoff Johns are such a perfect team mm-hmm. for Superman. I mean, the funny thing is, like, you know, we were talking about like our timeline, so obviously we have to talk about continuity, but outside of continuity, I think Red Sun is a classic Superman story.
Yes.
Yeah. And even though as a Superman story, I hate it, I love Injustice. purely yes. purely because the Superman in that story is not Superman at all.
No.
But
no, I agree with you. My Superman would never do that.
Exactly. Never in a million years, no matter what. But I love Tom Taylor. And Tom Taylor is a guy who sees Superman like us.
Yeah.
So even in those moments of Superman being evil, he still writes great Superman moments. And especially, I think there's one issue which takes place completely from the perspective of like a boy who crashes his bike and meets Superman.
Yes.
Before he turns evil. And you just see the most wonderful depictions of Superman. Mm. So if you want to read a book that is just a good book and involves all these characters, I'd recommend Injustice. And also it has some really good Superman moments in there.
Nice. Well, everyone out there, Cameron, please tell everybody where they can follow you on social media, just in case they don't already, because they totally should.
Sure. If you want to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, I'm at the Cameron Cuff. And it's been my absolute pleasure, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Man, this is a blast. Everyone out there, thank you so much for supporting us on the Patreon. That's the reason why we can do extra episodes like this with Cameron. I hope you enjoyed this. And in the comments below this post, please tell us the ages of your Justice League. I want to hear if you agree with us. Do you think Plastic Man is a 90-year-old elderly man? Let us know. We need to know the age of Plastic Man. But give
the age of every single DC character in and out of continuity. Tell us.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how many... you know, to the 10th power signs you have to use for the antimatter. I can't wait to see that number.
Oh my goodness, so many zeros.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for the support and thank you so much for listening. And that is it for this episode of Geek History Lesson. Bye-bye, super friends.